Hello, everyone. Just a slight note away here with episode 213. On Friday, Jagex released an update to the PvP system once again, in effect reversing some of what we said during the PvP update. So, in case it sounds like we're a little bit off of what we were talking about, this episode was recorded before that update took place. Enjoy the show. This is RSBNB Update, episode 213, recorded Thursday, July 16th, 2009, the Mount Rushmore Committee. Buddy, I've got Mr. Woodward here. Say hello.
Woodward, Shane.
Say hi.
Hello.
That's Brad. And also Mr. Kinkola, also known as Patrick, Patty, Patricia.
No, actually. Only known to, only you call me Patricia, actually.
Or Patty. But that's just if he falls asleep. But that's Kinkola.
Oh yeah, way past my bedtime, Patty. You know, that sort of thing. That's about it.
We got lots of RuneScape updates this week, you know?
Yeah.
Indeed we do.
So, yeah, I'm not going to ask if there's anything you guys want to talk about, because we could do that later. But, yeah, so Brad and Kinkola, your gracious little experts here, guided by their ringmaster, Shane12088.
You're not my ringmaster.
Sure,
and you probably like that word because of the dominance it sort of insinuates and some sort of weird, perverse pleasure you get out of the thinking you dominate me, you freak. Anyway.
Farouk's...
I think I'll go with Brad on that one, you know.
Yeah. Oh. Farouk's Tools for Games. Now, what were we talking about on MSN, you and me, Hala, about this name?
Oh, Farouk, I said, oh, and he said, oh, the update says, oh, go check out Farouk's toys, and I said, oh, I hope he isn't a terrorist and his toys are bombs, but that was just a little joke.
Inside joke.
Yes, a side joke. Yes. I didn't really mean it.
Yeah. So Farouk is a member of Al-Qaeda. They're really expanding their borders if they're sort of putting NPCs in RuneScape.
Well, once Pika called, Al-Qaeda Iraq.
Really?
Yeah.
Well they kind of sound the same.
Al-Qaeda. I get it's Middle East. You know, there's lots of sand, some camels. Are there camels in Iraq? I don't know. Probably.
I don't know. If you're listening in Iraq, tell us if you have camels.
Don't take offense. We're sorry for the illegal war that we wrought upon you for, what was it, 6 years?
They should be happy about that. We got rid of Saddam Hussein.
Not if some kid's listening whose mother and father were killed.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure he's
collateral damage.
Happy to be stuck on it. Oh, your collateral damage.
Anyways, Farouk's Tools for Games. Farouk.
I checked them out last night. They're basically a bunch of things that you could use in like a group of people, like a clan or a clan site, like or something
so
like that. You know,
great site. For the events crew.
Woo! Yeah.
You people have no excuses now.
No, you know, we do, actually. Because
no,
these
you
are,
don't.
These are rather limited. Some of the items...
How are they limited?
Well, the dice bag, that's fairly obvious what it does, picking random numbers, right?
Yes.
There's a magic skull ball, which is basically like a magic 8 ball. Did any of you guys have any of those as a kid?
Magic 8 ball?
Yeah.
Nope.
I had one, but I wasn't that young. It was probably a couple of years ago.
Oh, what is? Did you ask it if you should join the forums?
No, because it probably would have said, you know, outlook not good. That would have been correct.
Yeah, but it's like a magic 8 ball where you ask it something and it would say, like, absolutely, ask again another time. Don't hold your breath. I wouldn't have a clue. I'd be lying if I said no. Nothing interesting would happen. Not so sure about that. Seems probable. Surely not. The fortunes are with you. Without a shadow of a doubt. Yes, I'd say so.
So basically nothing that you'd want to base important life decisions on, then.
Oh, I love randomness, you know? Like if we're deciding what game to play, Mike and myself, what we'll do...
Hey, ooh, easy now.
What we'll do is we'll roll a dice.
And do what? Is it like a pick between Hungry Hungry Hippos, Monopoly?
No.
Risk.
Xbox games.
Oh, you don't play Hungry Hungry Hippos with Mike?
No, we used to have that game when we were little.
Oh.
Yeah.
If I ever come to Canada, you've got to get Hungry Hungry Hippos out so we can play it.
Okay, we'll do that.
I love the commercial for that.
Yeah, I don't think they show that anymore.
There aren't even commercials over here for it anymore. I don't know if there ever was. I never had it. I had friends that had it when I was young, but
deprived.
I never had Hungry Hungry
deprived.
Hippos. Deprived anyway. Childhood I led.
Ring of Seeking, for hiding, for seeking, and for both. Basically, these tell you if somebody's coming near you who's playing hide and seek, or if you're near someone who's playing, and of course the both one doubles as both.
That could be quite good.
I know,
we've had hide and seek games before.
I like our way of hide and seek better, because you don't know if you're getting hot or cold, you know? But I guess...
Yeah, so it's really difficult.
I know. But I guess we could use these rings if we were going for, like, all of free-to-play hide-and-seek, you know? Because that'd be kind of fun. So.
I did those before in my old clan, like, years and years ago. Those were fun. But then they'd say, oh, where are you? Oh, that's pretty close, right? You'd do it over the PM system, and it would be really, you know, difficult.
Yeah.
I'd always lose.
Yeah, once there was somebody that missed everybody walked by Mike, and he was hiding in Falador wearing white armor against the white wall, and nobody saw him.
Oh, that's bullshit. You look on the minimap.
No, but friends was off.
Oh, right, yeah. But still, you'd see a white dot on the minimap.
Yeah, so it's hard to see.
So people are stupid.
Marker seats. You want to talk about the free-to-play version of farming?
Oh, yeah, the marker seeds. Apparently you just put them somewhere and then they grow into like an arrow or something like that, and that's why I said it's like the free-to-play version of farming.
That's good on Jagex bringing in farming, you know.
Yeah, that's sure good on them. You know, marker seeds are going to be so useful in RuneScape situations, you know.
Could you spell out rude words with them?
They're just arrows.
But could you spell out rude words with lots
like what?
Of them? I don't know. You know, four letters, possibly.
I don't think so.
Because people have done that with ashes and stuff before. Or swastikas.
Or fires.
Yeah, you should really report those kind of things, you know?
I've only seen screenshots. I've never seen it.
Oh, okay. Well, then there's also the ticker.
That's a slang term for one's heart, isn't it? Your ticker.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
They may be ticked up to 1,000 times. The next tick will reset to 0 after that. Tickers may be helpful for remembering numbers in minigames or in normal RuneScape activities.
I can't see where that would be useful exactly.
I don't know. Any ideas about the ticker?
I can count how many stupid things you'd said in a show with it.
I know that on SwiftKit, they have an automatic timer where that you can time how long it takes to, like, average kill or something, or, you know, something like that, but, you know, like, time how long it might take to do something, but,
you
can find those anywhere. So.
We don't need SwiftKit.
If I was going to use it to count stupid things you said, 1,000 might not be enough for an hour show.
No, be nice. Yeah, it's basically like it's like a little box that counts to 1,000. That's it. And there's an option to like stop it and advance a tick or read what it is, and, you know. But and then there's the empty bag caller, which tells someone if they've got an empty bag, i.e., nothing in their inventory, which is good for certain events, you know.
Yeah, I guess I don't know where it would be useful.
Yeah. And then attempting to use it will not meet requirements. Will issue a message to bag caller cannot prove that you have no open inventory space. Then there's a timepiece, Brad, which is like a stopwatch.
So you can time things.
Yeah, that's right. Left click on it and it'll count into seconds, so and then the next click is to pause, and then there's another option to stop it, so it's like your stopwatch. You guys use digital watches?
Yep.
No, I have an analog watch because they are superior.
No, they're not. They can lose time, you know?
They're much more sophisticated, Shane. I wouldn't expect sophistication coming from the person who wears trainers, though, Shane, so... Oh, no, he didn't!
What?
Never mind.
What? Anyways. Then there's racing boots.
It's a pop culture reference.
Racing boots. Help players to create race games more easily, and then when you're using the starting horn, if you're wearing the race boots, you won't be allowed to move until someone uses the starting horn.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so that's good for like our versions of the Amazing Race, you know?
Or are you going to find something to criticize about that?
No, it's a good thing.
Good.
Then there's
the
voting
hat. It's like his Amazing Race thing.
Yeah, no. I like the Amazing Race.
Anything he can relate to that stupid show.
No. And there's a voting hat, which you can turn either red or blue, and then I guess you count the heads, you know?
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah. And then the Orb of Counting, which counts the number of red and blue heads, unless you can't count it on your own. And then there's a book from Farouk on how to use all these items. Thoughts? Ideas? Yes? No? Good? Bad?
Good, I guess, if you're doing lots of events. But I'm not going to, you know, put a like 13 useless items, relatively useless items, into my bank.
Yeah, that's a good point. Brad?
It adds another dimension to the game. It's something unique. It's something fun. It has its uses, you know, more so community orientated. So yeah, it's good.
I'm gonna give it a 5.
I'll give it a 4.
Okay, Kala?
I think I'll give it a 3, just because it's not really used for like single people.
Okay.
It's only for groups, really.
So it's an average rating of 4. 5 plus 4 plus 3 is 12, divided by 4 is 3.
Oh, God, tell everybody I had to work out averages again, just if they weren't listening, you know, weeks ago when you told them, or weeks before that. Or, oh, my God, Shane, people know how to do averages.
Or about every time that there's a RuneScape update. Which is like every week now, it's so weird every week.
If there is anybody listening to this update right now who does not know how to work out an average, I am disappointed in you, because Shane said it enough bloody times.
Okay, time for some PvP changes. PvP world. What do you guys think of these? It's rather interesting, you know? Let's get our initial reactions first from Kala, because he used to be fairly active in that part of the game.
I used to be, but that was like before the wilderness, well, the old wilderness was removed, right? I didn't really do much bounty hunter. This one, I don't know. I'm going to give a different response than probably a PvPer, just because I don't PvP. But it seems like they tried to remove 26 King, but they were really half-assed about it. That's what it looks like to me. They also wanted to make it more risk. More risk, more reward, I guess, because this automatic skull and the unable to use protect from item, which I really don't like that part. You're not able to use protect from item. Like, you can use it everywhere else. Why can't you use it there? I mean, that's just me. Yeah, that's about it. I still don't know why they changed it for members and not for free-to-play. That doesn't make sense whatsoever to me, because now people are still 26k and FTP, and now it'll just cost 50k more in members.
Yeah, can you get those little artifact thingers that are worth the great amounts of money in free-to-play?
I really don't know. I don't think so, because but I've never really done it, so I wouldn't know.
Okay.
Maybe I'll look that up for later.
Are you asking my thoughts?
Yeah.
Not an update I have a great opinion on, but I think it's good, you know. I think that sort of PvP aspect of the game should contain certain elements of risk.
Yeah.
I also think, if you want no-risk PvP, you've got things like Castle Wars, So I think the Wilderness should be an exclusively risk sort of high risk thing. You know, high risk, high reward is kind of set.
See,
so yeah, I think it's good.
I like that part about the risk and always being skulled and not being able to use the prayer, because then it's like real life. If you die, you lose all your items. And well, you come only thing that's not real is that you come back in RuneScape, but you know.
It does make RuneScape PvP slightly more, though, because there's no other MMORPG, really, that I know of, at least, that has a PvP system where you actually lose all your items when you die. It does sort of, in a way, I guess, you know, it is much more of a risk.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
People are so funny, they're pissed off, because they used to go PvPing with their Armadil Godswords and such, you know, right? And that would be the most expensive item. So now they have a potential of losing that when they die.
Yeah, but one thing I don't like about that is now every PvP change there is, it totally messes up the markets. Like, everything crashes when something happens, or everything goes up, or, you know, it's just... Oh, it's so hard. I really hate this massive inflation, massive recession sort of thing.
Yeah, you know, it's so interesting to look at in terms of the statistics of it, and how much it's increased over the past month and a bit, you know, just like looking at common items. Oh, I don't know. It's going to all come crashing down in the end, and we're going to be stuck with money that's worthless, and, you know.
I think, so, like, with... Go for it.
You go ahead.
I think within... Okay. I think within, like, a few hours of this change happening, I think, like, the God Swords all, like, dropped by 1 million... in price. I mean, come on.
That doesn't make sense, though. If they lose right away, they drop. Does that make sense?
I don't understand, because then you people would lose more, which means the people that were skilled at it would get more, and then they'd just sell more, but I guess that would mean that they would drop. So yeah, I guess that does make sense.
But hang on a minute. The way the PvP drop system works currently, let's say player 1 has a Stratovian Godsword and player 2 doesn't. Player 2 kills player 1. The Stratovian Godsword isn't guaranteed to drop.
No, they removed that feature. It's more generic items now.
So you would think that the prices price would be driven up because people would lose them.
Yeah.
And more would be... There would be an amount would be removed from
Armadil
the game.
Godsword fell 4.1 million yesterday.
Or perhaps now, on the flip side of that, perhaps because people can't PvP with them, knowing that they're safe items and they're not going to lose them, the demand for them has gone down.
Yeah,
so.
It's just so, like, don't be a coward if you're going to PvP. Risk everything, you know? Don't hide behind dragon scimitar.
Would you PvP with a Stratovian Godsword, with an Armadil Godsword or whatever?
If I could win, sure.
Oh, see, everybody would do it if they could win chain. It's like, would you bet your life savings on a 100-to-1 shot going to win? Yeah.
Well,
it's a stupid question. If you were going to win, would you gamble it with the risk of losing if you die?
Well, yeah,
would you?
There's got to be risk and reward, right? So,
would you do it, Shane? Answer the question.
Well, it depends on how much money I had in the bank.
Okay,
how much money do I have in the bank?
How much are God Souls at the moment?
Armadil is 77.
Okay, let's say you have 150. Let's say 150, so it's roughly 50% of your net worth.
Sure, I'd do it once.
And then beat yourself up over it when you
lose
it?
No! No. Oh, of course not. Bando's Godsword fell 920k, Sardoman Godsword 2.3 mil, Zamorak Godsword 1.2 mil.
Yeah, that's the one thing I really hate about PvP is how much it affects the markets. I really don't like that.
But
the old Wilderness and the Bounty Hunter never did that. So PvP is really screwing up the markets right now. And it's
but
really
if you
annoying.
Think about it, there isn't a drop that's needed, because after they made the change last month in June, the prices rose, so they need to actually equalize back to that. And the price before that for an Armadil Godsword was 71 mil. Right now the market price is 77.9. So, if you look at it that way, I'm just trying to pull up the 180-day price range, but the site is being slow.
It is being slow. It's not opening for me.
Okay, there we go. 180-day average change, 21.5%. 180 days ago, on January the 16th, it was 64.4 mil, the Armadil Godsword.
Hmm.
So, I don't know, take your pick.
Do you think maybe the prices are rising, were rising on everything, is because money is now easier to get in RuneScape?
That would make sense with the inflation
yes,
that
possibly.
Everything is seeing.
It's because... sort of like I can draw a parallel with World of Warcraft, because when expansions are released, typically, well, no, over the course of the last two expansions that have been released, it's become dramatically more easier to acquire money. So some of the old world items that are still required for sort of leveling up skills, which used to be quite cheap, are now massively expensive because higher levels can afford to pay more for them. So I think it is very much a case of money being easier to come by will shoot up the price of almost everything.
Yeah, but keep in mind a huge amount of money was introduced last month with the feature of those little artifacts that you can claim for millions apiece. Because
yeah.
I was talking to someone who's going to be called unnamed here, who was trying out 26K with a friend. And made 11 mil in the process of 2 hours. So there's your prime reason why you're getting this huge influx of money coming into the game.
And you know what? I hate to draw parallels to what things used to be, but I find I do it a lot. But, you know, when you back in the old wilderness, you could never, like, solo something. You could never solo, because then a clan would come along and kill you, right? So you'd, and then even with clans versus clans, you'd always have returning, which would, you if you're crazy enough and passionate enough about it, you could lose up to like 20 sets at a time, rune sets.
Yeah.
You know, which was like,
but that's nothing
or
now.
Something. It's nothing now. It's nothing now because of this PvP thing, because then you can make so much money at a short amount of time, and that's why people are pissed off at this update, is because now that's been taken away somewhat. By
you know,
that,
if
you
I
know?
Had an infinite amount of time, I would go through each RuneScape skill, build a basket of common items for that skill, then using Grand Exchange database data, I'd go back in time and calculate inflation rates. And then from there we'll calculate unemployment and what other
unemployment
changes need to be made and stuff.
Well, everybody in RuneScape's unemployed because there are no careers.
Yeah, maybe that should be the next skill, career path.
Oh, God.
It's a good idea.
No, Shane, well, it's not.
Well, we know what you would be, Shane.
What?
Farmer. Farmer Shane.
Holy... I'm sending you guys a link to this to the dark bow item on the GE database, and in the past 30 days, the price of it has rose 60.6% from 833K to 1.3 mil on the dark bow, which of course is another PvP item because people use that for its shot of being able, it's like a shotgun, you know, being able to fire multiple arrows at once.
This is another one of the advantages of having everything on sort of a universal server. Jagex can put this sort of information up. Games that sort of have lots and lots of different servers could never do something like this because, you know, you'd have to do 100 different versions of it for 100 different servers.
Yeah. So. It's troubling. We can only wait and see what happens, but apparently people were threatening to quit the game because of these PvP changes.
People threaten to quit every time something's changed
I know.
In PvP.
This is a good update. I'm glad Jagex did this.
Yes.
Yes. Anything else on this?
No.
No.
Nope.
Okay. Well, there's that was your lesson in RuneScape Economics 101. Next week will be RS Economics 102.
Where we and next week, Shane will tell you how to calculate averages again.
Yay! Look forward to that, everybody.
No, next week's going to be how to calculate inflation rates.
By using averages.
Next week's how you're going to be putting a gun between your teeth so you don't have to listen to it.
Okay, tweaks and fixes. There's not much on the release notes, so I'm just going to walk through these two. There's a little glitch in Edgeville where if you clicked northwest of the, or northeast of the bank, you wouldn't walk out, probably due to a route finding issue, which has now been fixed.
Wow, that's massive.
You know, it is massive because route finding is one of the key aspects of the game. Without route finding, well, you're pretty much
it's one isolated bug in one place is nothing.
Yeah, I know, but that just means there could be other problems with the route finding issue or other kind of areas that get tripped up like that.
A lot of people that like using Edgeville, though, and would go north or something, they'd like go to the corner of the bank. And isn't that
yeah,
really annoying?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So yeah, it's a small update, but it's a good update.
Yeah.
5 out of 5. Woo!
They removed a small selection of items in the GE to improve offer matching, for example. All but the fully charged and lowest charged versions of Enchanted Rings have been removed. Removed items can still be traded, but they no longer show up on the Grand Exchange.
Hmm. Did they give us a list of, like, all of them, or are they just giving
sadly,
them
no, but we do have a list on the RS item database that we have, which isn't public right now, but there's quite a few. There's about 20 of them or so, I think. Which isn't that many, when you consider how many are in the game. Oh, yeah. This lore is in history about mobilizing armies. Did any of you guys read it?
No.
I read it last night, and God, did it ever make no bloody sense to me whatsoever.
Well, that's
I bet it put you to sleep.
Remember that last one you read, Brad, about the guy having a dream or something?
Yeah, it was terrible. That's why I didn't read this one.
Anyways, it's a history of how mobilizing armies form. Did you get anything up from it?
Let's see here. What was it that I got that I didn't understand? Oh, yeah, the bank manager, like, there's a bunch of elves that come in, and then the bank manager says, stop, I'll shoot an arrow in your head. Wait, if you come back, like, 3 days later, I'll give you 10 times as much. I'm like, wow, how is that completely real? When does that ever happen in real life, where you go in to rob a bank and they say, oh, if you come back 3 days later, we'll give you 10 times the amount?
Got it. Oh, that's great.
I'd have just shot the elf if it was me.
Yeah. Oh, anybody ever considered robbing a bank, Brad?
I don't like how you asked me first. No, I have never considered robbing a bank.
Okay.
Why would you? Such a stupid idea. All the burglaries Cola? You could commit, why would you rob a bank?
Because there's lots of money there?
Yeah, there's also lots of security cams and security people and people with guns.
I'd go dressed as Shane. And with clips recorded from the update that I'd play, and then they'd get him for it.
Stop! You're under arrest! No!
Okay. No!
Okay, check out the Mobilizing Armies, lore's in history.
If you're sad enough.
It's probably a good way to fall asleep, you know? But, yeah. Anyways. Income cards available at Rite Aid and Walmart. I'm assuming this is in the U.S. because we don't have Rite Aid here.
And I never did find out if they did sell them in Walmart up here in Canada. So
okay.
I never did find that out. But
I'm going to the U.S. next week. You want me to bring some membership cards back from Target and mail them out?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
Just come to my place.
Yeah,
hop on
that
the ferry,
might be,
dude.
Yeah, that might be a little hard to do, but we'll see about that. Yeah, I'm sorry, Brad. We're just arranging travel plans.
Yeah.
No shit, I'm not that retarded, Shane. What are they talking about? I have no idea.
Okay. Where are we? Oh, pay by SMS in Singapore. I didn't even know there'd be that many people in Singapore who play RuneScape, you know?
I didn't even know Singapore was a country.
I knew it was
Singapore.
A country. I knew it was
Singapore
a country when I was
the...
12 years old.
Singapore is one of the most technologically advanced countries in Asia.
Oh, that's good.
Along with South Korea and Japan.
Yeah, I think...
South Korea
to...
has lots of crazy-ass StarCraft players. That's all I know about South Korea.
Yeah, they
have the fastest average internet in the world.
Oh, yeah, I knew that as well.
We should all move there.
There's also about a quarter of the world's economy located in South Korea. Yeah, let's move there. Let's move there while the North is trying to nuke them.
Yeah,
that's a great idea.
I said, well, let's move there after the North is united with the South. After the
US invasion. Yeah, like that's going to happen. They've only been fighting, 50-odd years?
After the US invasion.
Yeah, right, Shane. Stop getting a hard-on talking about military strikes.
Okay. Singapore SMS. Back-end upgrades. Anybody else notice when the high scores were down?
I didn't. They were already back up by the time I noticed. It was like down for like a couple hours or something. It was no big whatsoever. Let's move on.
Okay. So basically they're moving their whole, all their back-end servers, like the login servers, the billing servers, the friend servers, the high score servers, all over to a new hosting complex with faster servers. So,
yeah. They're moving their back ends around.
Yeah. Pack okay. 1, another development diary. This one's about updated graphics highlighting the effects of tweening. Do you guys know what tweening is? It's when you provide two different animation states, and then the question involved fills in, or not the question, the software involved fills in all the intermediate steps. So So say your hand is above your head, and you move it down, tweening would fill in all the steps in between.
I remember doing tweening in Flash in
Infotech. Yes, that's it. That's it. That's right. There you go.
Yeah.
An example to give a tweening is, for example, agility animation, a weapons animation, and the Lumbridge windmill. So, take a look at this development diary. It's pretty interesting. This is one area that the animators really enjoyed updating. Mod Biscuits, Mod Judge, and Mod Wing collaborated on this project and produced the new animations.
Mod Judge?
Biscuits. Mod Biscuits?
Yeah.
Mod Judge?
Yeah.
Huh.
Interesting names, hey? Biscuits and Judge.
They've obviously, because, you know, before, all the RS mods used to have their first names.
Yeah.
So obviously, all the first names have now been taken.
Are they all named Mark or Matthew or whatever?
I doubt someone would be walking around in real life with the name Biscuits, you know?
No, you never know, unless they had parents who, you know, loved digestives.
Well, Sea Biscuit.
Yes.
What's that?
Horse.
That's a horse. Ask Mod Biscuit if he or she is a horse.
Okay. Horse meat.
What?
We're not in France.
Horse meat. Okay. Okay.
Okie dokie. Pull the Jagex anti-hijack system.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
This is very interesting. I want to highlight again. It's this USB dongle, right? Well, it's not a USB dongle, but that's what it looks like. And then there'll be a number you press on it, like a button.
Oh, ha! Hang on a second. They've completely ripped this idea from someone else. Blizzard has had a thing called the Blizzard Authenticator, which does the exact same thing. It's a USB dongle, and you press it, and it gives you a number, and you have to use that to log into your every time.
You append it to your password, right?
Well done, Jagex, but once again, you have completely ripped off someone else. This is probably the most unashamed ripping off I've ever seen Jagex
do. You know who first came up with this before Blizzard?
Blizzard.
PayPal.
Blizzard.
PayPal has this.
But Blizzard were the first people to use it in a gaming sense.
Okay, but PayPal did it first for authentication. No, but
Simpsons did it. Simpsons did it.
Simpsons did it. South Park did it too.
Oh, God.
Seriously, this is unashamed.
So you press a button, it uses this number, and then it helps you log in. This is called two-factor authentication, which is something you know and something you have. Something you know being your password and something you have being the key. And then with that, you become more secure.
They don't even reference that they've got it off someone else is the most ashamed thing of all. Like, they think they're pioneering.
You have to kind of take into account that they're not referencing it because little kids aren't going to know about all this kind of stuff, you know?
Little kids are... Yeah, but will little kids even bother reading the news posts? No.
Well, it's a poll. 78,000 people have voted.
Well, think about it, Brad. Is RuneScape really going to reference that they got it from Blizzard, one of RuneScape's biggest competitors and rivals in the MMORPG?
Blizzard has no competitors because Blizzard has 11,000. Blizzard has 11 million subscribers, and no other MMORPG comes close to it.
And
the majority
Blizzard
of people play RuneScape are too cheap to fork out $8 or $15 a month to play WoW. So I don't think. You know, I don't think that they really have anything to worry about.
And Blizzard isn't a competitor of RuneScape because they use a different business model.
Blizzard isn't a competitor of anyone because they just blow everybody else out of the water.
Anyways, like, you guys have ATM cards, right? For your bank?
Yeah. Yep.
You know, when you go in, you insert a PIN number, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Which, when you think about it, that's really insecure because there could be people standing behind you. It's only 4 characters long.
But they have to have your card as well.
Yeah, I know, but...
And if somebody stole your card, then you would just call up the bank and you'd have it cancelled and they couldn't get jacked from your account. So I think it's perfectly secure if you're not a complete retard.
I don't know. I like it being more secure, but... Anyways, that's just me. I'm a little paranoid about security.
It's perfectly secure if you're not a retard. If you lose your card, or if somebody steals your card, or if you suspect somebody might know your PIN number, all you do is call the bank and you either have the card locked and sort of deactivated so nobody can get your money, or you request a new PIN number. It's not difficult.
I don't know. I think retina scan would be better.
Oh, yes. Let's all have ID cards like the government wants and then
yes!
Everywhere.
That's a good idea.
I think it'd be cool. That way I could prove who I was. You know,
just insert a computer chip in your brain. You know,
there you go. That's the spirit.
One more step to being controlled by the government. 1984
cyborgs.
Become.
Oh, you guys have never worried about the government.
I think 1984 would have been even more awesome if they had computer chips in their heads.
They'd just kill you by deactivating it.
You've had an impure thought. Boom, you're dead.
Exactly.
I would have been dead by the age of two, probably.
Okay, well, let's go on to this poll, then. This is the meat of the matter here. So, the first question...
Like meat, don't you, Shane?
Oh, God.
Anyhow.
Let's move on to the poll.
If money was not an issue, would you be interested in buying the Jagex security key? 37% say I would definitely buy it. 29%...
Hang on a second. If money is not an issue...
Yeah.
If money is not an issue, I would buy bloody anything because I could, and it wouldn't cost me anything. What a stupid question. If money wasn't an issue, would you buy it?
I said I'd definitely buy it.
If anybody answered no to that question, they're a dumbass.
If it was free and they'd ship it to you for free, why wouldn't you get one?
Exactly.
7% say I would definitely not buy it. 9% I'd probably not buy it. 18% I'm not sure if I would buy it, and 29% I would probably buy it, and 37% I would definitely buy it. Okay, now if we go to the members' options, which is taking a long time to load, so screw it. Question 2, what is the most you'd be willing to pay for the Jagex security key? 47% say $10, £6, €7, if only I'd included expanded bank space. 20% I would not be willing to pay anything. 16%, $20, £12, €14. What is that, Brad, that you sent?
That's the link to the Blizzard one.
Okay. How much is it?
£4.80.
Well, that's not that bad.
€6.
Okay.
That'd be like 10 bucks here.
Yeah. 20% would not be willing to buy it. 16% say $20, £12, €14, but only if it included expanded bank space. 12% say $10, £6, €7, and 5% $20, £12, €14. Now, if we go over to the more interesting side of this, Colin, did you vote on this one?
I did. I can't remember what I voted, though, and the damn page won't load.
Yeah, they must be moving their stuff around.
Yeah, more upgrades on their, you-know-what.
Yeah, on the back-end servers. But anyways, what did you vote for expanded bank space?
I really don't remember what I did.
Okay. I'm trying to pull up the free-to-play votes right now to see what they voted for, but it's kind of hard.
Yeah, the page won't even load for me. Goddamn thing.
Anyways, link will be in the notes to this poll, so what I want you guys to do is I want you guys to go check out the free-to-play results, because obviously we can't pull them up right now. Anyways. Yeah, and we lost you on MSN, Colin. Anyways, that's it for RuneScape updates.
You lost me.
Yeah, you're not on our MSN convo anymore, but oh well. Yeah, does anybody else have anything on RuneScape updates?
No.
No. Oh, okay. Oh, in that case, RSBNB update. Oh, shit, I'm closing out the show.
Dumbass.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare anyone.
It just take us almost an hour to do RuneScape updates, which is...
I'm sorry. Oh, questions. Brad, you read the first one.
Dear hosts, what do you think of Jagex discovering a frozen door in God Wars dungeon that leads to a new boss, Guthix? What do you think its combat will be, and how much do you think it will the hilt, torso, and leg items will be worth? If you get it as a drop, what do you think the special attack will be? Okay,
this is hypothetical, mind you.
I don't think they would have any of the big three bosses as any of the big three gods as bosses, personally.
Well, they have Zamorak and Ceridoman already.
Where?
In the God Wars dungeon. There's a Zamorak chamber and a Ceridoman chamber. But a Guthix one doesn't really make sense, does it? Because Guthix is balanced and neutral.
It would have to be like a corrupted Guthix or something.
Yeah, that's right. Like a dirty Guthix. Yeah.
Dirty Guthix.
Oh my.
Wow.
So, right, okay, let's just make this up as we go along. What combat level do you think it would be? 666, because we want a Guthix of evil.
Okay.
The hilt, torso, and leg items that any new boss dropped would be probably fairly high, considering what we talked about earlier about, you know, influx of gold to the economy.
No, nobody likes Guthix. It'd probably be about 30 mil.
That's still a fair bit.
Not really. But continue.
That's all my point, and you just pissed all over it. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, are we done with the first part?
Yeah. Okay. I'll move on to the second part. It's a bit of a difficult question to answer, really,
because it's hypothetical and all.
Yeah, hypothetical, and you know, just like we said, Guthix wouldn't be a boss because he's a tree hugger. Shane, could you get your annoying sister, who delayed the start of the show because of her inconsiderate birthday, to do the intro on the show?
Okay.
Please.
No. Well, no. First off, she's not annoying and inconsiderate, as Brad says. Second off, I asked her if she wanted to come on the show today, but she was going out, so she said no.
She has a life. There we go. Congratulations, Shane's sister.
You guys.
Oh, this will be interesting. I didn't read this. Shane, what are your thoughts about pornography on the web? Ban it. It harms the population. It harms the population. We should ban it all. Right, Shane? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Should be illegal.
Yeah, see, I just really want to point this out. Shane is against gay marriage, teen sex, offensive media, including pornography.
Well, what are you guys' thoughts on pornography on the web?
Eh, who cares? Legal consenting adults?
Oh, that's... No. Ew, no.
My thoughts, it's not like they're going to get rid of it. They've been trying for years, and they still haven't gotten rid of any of it at all. So, or at least not very much. The thing with the internet is that once...
How are you keeping a tab? How much porn have they got rid of? Oh, nothing.
You know, I'm wondering, Brad, with your such open support for this, are you, like, are you supportive of it, and you...
Of course I am. If you know, it's between consenting adults who make it and consenting adults who view it. Who cares?
Ew.
What's the problem with it?
No, it should be private.
Should be what private pornography?
No.
What do you mean? If people want to watch pornography, I don't see the problem with it.
Oh, okay. Whatever you say.
I don't see the problem with it.
Do you watch it?
I have done in the past. I don't that much anymore. Because I have a girlfriend. Helps a lot.
Okay. Color?
Well, you know, it's not like I endorse it. I don't also not endorse it. But it's not like they're going to get rid of it. It's just there. So, you know, I really don't have any thoughts on it at all.
So,
whatsoever.
Shane, let me ask you. Have you ever watched pornography in your life? Any time at all?
No.
Never?
No.
Never even been curious?
No.
Never?
No.
What a messed up person you are.
No, I'm a clean person.
No, if you claim it's... I do not know anybody, either in real life or online, who I would honestly think has gone through puberty and gone through being a teenager, and has not, even out of curiosity, watched pornography.
No.
Just curious. I mean, no. How the hell do you know how it works? Because sex ed classes, you know, sex ed classes aren't really that full on, are they? So how do you know, you know, when you get married, and because of course you aren't going to have sex before you get married because you're against that. When you get married and you have a wife and your wife says, I want kids, how the hell are you going to know what to do?
Well, we'll research it.
Research it by looking up pornography, I'm guessing.
Yeah. No. Or just getting a pop, you know, like a kid's
okay.
Pop-up book. Like,
okay,
love
okay,
each
okay. You're going too far, Mr. Shit. Brad.
No, I'm not going too far. I think the fact that your viewpoints are so out of whack with what, you know, the modern society is, I think the majority of people see nothing wrong with watching pornography. If you do it in the privacy of your own home, you know, by yourself, who cares? Mm-hmm. I mean, it isn't like something I broadcast to everybody. Like, you know, I watched pornography yesterday. It's
a good sound clip.
It's a private and perfectly natural thing to do. As sex is a perfectly natural thing to do.
Well, not... You know, I think teenagers should really stick away from it, though, you know?
Why?
Because, like, it's not...
If they use
not...
protection and they don't get knocked up and they don't give each other any nasty diseases, what's
no, it's still setting a bad precedent for teens who aren't going to do that. So the good ones
okay.
need to set an example in that case and not do it.
What?
How
can you say that... teenagers having sex is a bad example to other teenagers.
Because
if teenagers go around not using protection, getting STDs and getting pregnant, yes, I agree, that's a bad example. But if they have safe sex, not a bad example to
I know, I'm saying that is a bad example because there are people who won't follow the same precautions.
Okay. What? That's rubbish.
I think we should just move on to the next question before we spend
Jane's
another
wrong.
20 minutes on this. All right, we'll leave the discussion at that. All
right,
thank next
you.
Question. I'm
going to
start reading.
This is something for the young culture, really.
This is going to be like an entire uncensored episode. We're going to...
It should be, you know?
Anyway, next question, yeah. Oh, sorry, those last three questions were from Sack My Duck. Thank you.
I'll take the next one. Dear Shane, Brad, and Kula, what games, other than RuneScape, do you play in your spare time? I'm still playing Combat Arms after almost a year. And my other question... Okay, well, what games do you play in your spare time, guys?
Oh, finally another easy question. In my spare time, my main games right now are Gears of War 2 and Mercenaries 2. Brad?
I don't play a great deal of games, but occasionally when I'm on my Xbox, I'll probably play Grand Theft Auto 4, not actually playing, just running around killing people.
Okay.
I've actually been playing a bit of Call of Duty 4 recently. That's about it, really.
Hey, we have to
also,
play together.
A couple of weeks ago, I downloaded the trial for the MMORPG EVE Online because I'd read something about some like massive bank heist taking place in the game. I can say it is probably the dullest game I've ever played in my life. But there we go.
Okay. Kala?
For me, I don't really have that much time, but I do have lots of games on here. I do like to play Empire Total War, which I wish people would know more about the Total War series. RTSs, you know, those are my things. Command & Conquer's games, all of the old FPSs from the 90s. Let's see what else here. Call of Duty 4, when it worked, I played it a lot.
Oh yeah, it's so typical with those big game developers, you know, they make shit that doesn't work.
No, it worked, it's just my computer doesn't handle it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Next part.
Okay, the next part. And my other question, when less things change, do less things stay the same? There's a good quote for Brad. Keep up the great show of MageGuy08.
Oh, when more things change, less things stay the same. There we go.
Well, there you go. There's a whole topic on this quote, which I'm not going to get into because we're already running over time. So
and Shane
check
gets
out the topic.
Owned. Check it out.
There was a poll. He edited the poll.
Oh,
and there was
come
a
on.
Thing.
Yeah, yeah, he edited. No, he reset the poll. It's not been removed, yeah. And now I'm actually ahead of you. You were ahead of me by one vote before he removed it, so that therefore makes it equal.
Okay, but there's an option on the other one. No, because Shane is smarter than Brad.
Yeah, and that was winning by one vote over Brad is smart. No, because Brad is always right. And now in the new poll, my option is up by one and yours is down by one, so that makes us completely equal. Which
good, well,
will probably hurt Shane immensely because he's had what? Currently 2 years more, formal education than I have, and yet he is only level on intelligence with me? What a terrible waste of money from your parents.
Anyways, that's what I tried to describe mathematically, but I went over Brad's head. But thank you, Mage Guy.
No, Shane just has no comprehension of the real world.
Dear host, do you think anything will actually come out of this virtual war with the U.S. having with the U.S. is having with countries that are supposedly trying to hack into the U.S. intelligence, such as China and North Korea? I just wanted to preface this with one thing. First of all, there's no actual hacking per se going on here. What's actually happening is denial of service attacks. And I don't think that a war or something will break out from this, because they found the source of the denial of service attacks to be coming from, guess where?
The U.S.?
The U.K.
Canada? Oh. Wow.
It was coming from a
UK
IP.
All I have to say was, it was not me. I would not even know how to do a DDoS attack.
Okay, so thoughts on it?
Not much, really. I've not read much about this. I just agree with you. It's not going to exacerbate, it's not really going to exacerbate the situation a great deal. So.
And when you look at denial of service attacks, the only way to prevent them is to throw more bandwidth at the computer you're trying to protect. So.
Let's see. If there was actually going to be a war within with the U.S. and North Korea or China, it would not be over computer hacking.
No.
Yeah, just imagine all the nerds running at each other. How dare you hack our server? That would clear a lot of shit out of the world, wouldn't it?
Yeah, this is just pretty much saying that in the next major war that happens, depending on who it's with, the two belligerents, the main thing is going to be computers that are going to be involved. But anyways, also, what's up with my plants' grow times on RuneScape? One of my palm trees took 35 hours to grow, while the rest only took 14. Thanks and keep up the awesome podcast. That's from Power Crazy. Glad you're getting into farming there. It's one of the truly best skills on RuneScape.
He's going for 99, I think. He's going
good.
For 99.
He can be number 3.
He's got a topic in goals and accomplishments, I think.
Shane, you're number 1. Who's no? Are you number 1?
Yeah, I'm number 1. Chief is number 2.
Number 2.
Yeah. So sometimes
didn't get that.
Sometimes the timers just get thrown out of whack, like once my calco tree took over 24 hours, so there's really nothing you can do about it except move on to the next one and deal with it, sadly. They just happen like that sometimes. Even to the best of us who are level 99, and it is quite a hair-tearing out experience,
It's still RNG at the end of the day.
RNG?
Random number generation.
Oh, yes, that's right. I love random numbers. Brad, next one.
Next question. Dear Shane, Brad, and King Killer, I have two questions for you today. Numero uno, if you could add any person to Mount Rushmore, who would you add and why? Okay, let's take that one first.
Huh. You guys go first. I got my person. Or persons.
Killer?
Let's see here. If I could add any person to Mount Rushmore, well, one thing that one group actually did add someone to Mount Rushmore last Wednesday, a group of climate change activists took a banner of Obama
God.
And put it up there. I thought that was funny. And then actually a fifth face on the Mount Rushmore is actually quite popular in pop culture. In fact, there's one in the Star Trek movie. I looked it up on Wikipedia. Woo! Guess which one it is,
God.
Shane?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
Oh, yes. He doesn't know.
Let's see.
Oh, God.
At the end of the in the final scene of the film, head of state, fictional president Maize Gilliam's face has been added on to Mount Rushmore next to Abraham Lincoln. Whew.
That's not Star Trek.
Oh, wait. In the extended edition of Star Trek V, The Final Frontier, a fifth face is added into the carved into the mountain and is that of an unknown African-American woman.
Star Trek V is the worst of the Star Trek movies.
Let's not talk about Star Trek. I would rather be arguing
about... Okay, so
anyhow,
person.
Person. I would go with either... if we're sticking to the theme that the presidents are of the U.S.
Don't stick to the theme? That's not fun.
I would add JFK, probably. But if it wasn't sticking to presidents only, I would go with Bobby Kennedy, actually, because I think he was far better.
Okay.
And he would have been a good president if he were not assassinated, I think.
That's good Obama didn't get assassinated.
If he were ever elected.
Yeah, if he was, which he probably would have been.
I believe at the time of Bobby Kennedy's assassination.
Who took the presidency that year?
When was Bobby Kennedy going for it? Early 70s, wasn't it?
Yep.
So that was 72, Nixon's re-election, just before Watergate.
Yeah, exactly.
but he won 72, Nixon, in a landslide, so even if Kennedy had got the Democratic nomination, which I think at the time was not likely, he probably would have lost to Nixon, which in hindsight is terrible, seeing as the whole Watergate shit, but I don't think it Bobby Kennedy. But...
Who would you add,
anyway,
Brad?
Far too serious. I would put the Elephant Man on there.
Serious, please. Who would you add?
That would be the Elephant Man on Mount Rushmore. I mean, you'd have four normal faces, and then you'd have a messed up one. I think that would go quite well.
Okay.
But no, if we're talking serious people who I admire, well, American presidents, if you put anybody but an American president, it's going to spoil it a lot. So I would put Gordon Brown, because he is one of the worst prime ministers this country's ever had. And I feel it would level playing field somewhat.
Okay.
Who would you put up?
I would put up...
Stephen Harper.
No, I'd put up... I'd put up JFK or Reagan.
Reagan?
The fact that you've both said American politicians is just... I don't think he was looking for, like, a serious answer. Maybe he was, I don't know.
Well, if he's not looking for a serious answer, Ralph Klein.
Oh, actually, God.
Who were the four on Mount Rushmore? It's...
Lincoln? Washington?
Washington, Jefferson, Teddy Roosevelt, and Lincoln.
Okay, I would put up... I'd put up John... Who was the third president? John...
Quincy Adams.
John Adams, yeah. Let's put him there, because he's old like all the other ones.
John Quincy Adams was his son, I think.
See, we're not even from the U.S., and we know presidents. That's good.
Or Martin Van Buren. I've always liked his name. I believe he was the 8th. No, Zachary Taylor was the 8th. He was the 12th. Why I know this, I don't know.
He was the first president from non-English ancestry. Dutch.
Oh, good.
Or no, they should put Grover Cleveland on Mount Rushmore, because he's the only president to have served two non-consecutive terms.
They should put Obama up then, because he's the first African-American president. They need to put an old one up there. Well, let's put him up
for
100
years. We're actually starting to sound like some sort of really retarded Mount Rushmore committee who has to decide who to put up there. I didn't think, you know, when he asked this question, he assumed that we'd actually be approaching this logically and try and give a serious answer.
Oh, we need to move on. So, thanks and keep up the great show. That's from Monkey2306. Next one, Brad.
Okay. Dear Shane, Brad, and Kullerhut, what are your laptop desktop specifications? I'll just reel through mine quickly, because I'm not exactly sure. I'm not sure what my processor is. I know I've got 2 gig of RAM. I've got some NVIDIA graphics card with 0.5 gig of memory on it, and it's fairly old, so it's not that good. But I can't. I don't know, and I don't care. It runs stuff. That's good enough for me.
Okay. Color?
No clue really. A pretty good graphics card for a laptop. 4 gigs of RAM. Which is pretty good for a laptop. It's a pretty good laptop for a laptop.
Yeah, it does sound good. Okay.
That's about it.
First off, to my right, the editing computer is a custom-built computer, Intel Core 2 Quad Q9550, 4 gigabytes of RAM, 2 250 gigabyte hard drives internally. One is a data drive, one is an operating system drive. EVGA 9800 GT on it. That's pretty much all you need to know about it. CD burners, generic, and stuff like that. Then MacBook Pro 2.16 gigahertz Core 2 Duo X1600 from ATI and 3.2 gigabytes of RAM. It'd be 4 if the chipset could handle it, but the chipset can't address more than 3.2. Silence. Okay, next part, Brad.
Second part, Brad, as you have said to Shane, logic is not the answer to everything. If logic is not the answer to everything, then what is? I think there are plenty of things that there are no answers to, you know? What is the purpose of life? Is there a God? Why are we here is like, purpose of life, you know? I think, you know, you can't, you know, empirically prove everything. You can empirically prove most things through science, maths, logic, and reasoning, but there are certain things that can't be done, I'd say.
Okay. Thank you.
Any of you two have anything to add to that?
No.
I'll agree with you.
Logic those two questions answer. Were from Marco.
Cola. Next one.
Ah, okay. Hey, dudes. Where's the best place to mine for profit in F2B? I'll just answer that quickly. Probably, I'd guess coal. I can get a bit out of touch with mining. But probably in the mining guild, I'd guess, because it's fairly close to a bank for coal. I don't really know what else you'd mine for profit. One of the best things to do is... Well, that too. In the wilderness, but... one thing that I've found really good to do for profit that might take a while is to mine a bunch of coal and or buy coal and then smith the bars of anything pretty much and then just sell the bars and that actually makes quite a good profit off of everything.
That's a good idea.
That's a good way to mine for profit if you know, you want to.
I miss those simple days of doing mundane tasks like that for profit.
You never liked mining anyways.
I know. But I'm just saying doing mundane tasks like cutting 1K U-logs to make some money, you know? I miss stuff like that. That's what I do now. If I need money, I just head over to the mages or Abyssal Demons. And yeah. But second part?
And what is your favorite sport to play? Keep up the good show, Chris for Life. Favorite sport to play? Well, I don't really play too many sports, but sometimes I get together with some of my friends and play some street hockey, which is not in the street. Kind of like floor hockey, I guess. It's not on ice, and not on rollerblades either, roller skates. But it's fun. Usually getting together with friends at any time to do something is usually pretty good.
Brad?
Much like Cola, I don't play a great number of sports. The only sport I sort of play regularly is tennis, but I don't really play that seriously since I'm crap. So okay. I'll have to go with that.
My favorite sport to play is badminton.
Badminton is tennis's weaker cousin.
Oh, it's great.
I love badminton. It's fun to play up at the cabin.
Yeah, if we ever do RSPB meetup, we're going to have a tournament of badminton. Everybody against Mike and myself.
I'd totally kick your ass.
I don't think so.
And Shane has to have a doubles partner because he's not strong enough to play on his own in singles.
Well, I played singles before. Once in Phys Ed, I had this teammate who was afraid of the birdie, so I was doing all the work in a doubles game.
That's not really singles, though, when you're playing in a doubles match.
No, I was playing with myself. I was playing with myself against two others. I was on one side taking on two others.
In the middle of a badminton game, Shane was playing with himself. Oh, Shane, you are a comic gold mine.
You don't need to think like that about everything.
You said it, Shane.
You can just take something literally for once.
No, Shane, taking things literally is far too... Well, I'm sorry, Shane, but when you say, I was playing with myself, how other way am I supposed to take that?
I was on the one side, then there are two people on the other side, and I was...
That clearly indicates one action and one action only.
Okay.
Okay, Shane, the best way to phrase it is to play by yourself.
Okay.
Not to play with yourself.
I was playing by myself on the one side when the person was scared of the birdie, so I was taking care of the other two teams.
When the person came up with their front end.
Oh, God.
Anyway, let's just move on. We've answered that question.
Thank you. That was from Chris for Life. Dear Shane, Brad, and King Cola, do you think it's amazing that I managed to get working on RuneScape working on a Dell Inspiron 5000 laptop that was running Windows 98? I showed my friends and I could play RuneScape on it, and they were completely dumbfounded. Keep up the great show. That's from Damani. You know, it's... RuneScape was designed to be played on that operating system since Windows 98 was still commonplace when it came out. But, so there's no reason why it couldn't be played on it.
But can they play high detail on it?
They technically could if they had a good graphics card and Java had support for that. So maybe.
You know what? You know what? When I went up to my cabin about a month ago, you remember this, Shane? I was amazed. I said, and it has dial-up up there because it's out in the middle of nowhere. So I said, let's see if I can play RuneScape on dial-up. And it worked perfectly better than any other internet site ever that I had tried on it. So, you know, RuneScape works well on crappy things.
Yeah, that's good. That's very good. But one word of warning.
Not only that, but it was high detail.
Good.
On dial-up. How does that work?
I don't know. But one just little word of warning, if you're using Windows 98, even if you like it, I'm going to have to ask that you switch to something else because Windows 98 is just not secure anymore. There's too many open vulnerabilities. So, but yeah, it's not that amazing. It's given that it can play on that because that's what it's designed to play on, you know? But that just goes to show that we have too much computer power for our own use. Anyways, thank you. Kala, next one.
Dear Brad and Shane, sorry Shane, but Brad should go first as he is fighting for his country.
You're not going to be fighting for your country.
I'm surprised he doesn't have a retort for that. Are you still there,
well,
Brad?
Even though technically what I will be doing isn't fighting for my country as such, it's doing more worth in the world than... sitting at a computer and entering lines of code, so... Yeah.
All right, well...
Stick that in your pipe and smoke it.
I would if I had my pipe and a lighter. Anyways,
yeah.
Continue.
What was the question?
For both. I guess I don't exist. Do you respect anyone to a degree, no matter what country they're from, if they're willing to fight for their country's freedom?
I don't think... Absolutely everybody who joins up, whether they're... I think if you're going to join up as like an infantry soldier or a tank, you know, tank driver or sort of tank crew or a pilot, a position that's really going to be frontline combat, you know, with the ability to get shot at, I think to a degree you've got to respect that because they're willing to put themselves in a situation where, you know, there's a good chance they're going to die. Well, not a good chance, but there's certainly a reasonable chance they're going to die. So yeah, I think that deserves respect if for bravery, if nothing else.
Okay. I don't respect anyone until I know they're not an ass.
No, but just by the fact alone that they're willing to put themselves in that sort of situation.
I don't know. Like, maybe, but you don't know what kind of person they are.
I just see it as, I was looking at it, because before I sort of got involved with this whole application process to join the Royal Air Force myself, I really had zero knowledge, well, very little knowledge of the armed forces. And I always used to assume people were like soldiers and everything, because it paid really well, and, a typical 12-year-old thinks it must be for the money. But actually, they don't earn that much, considering what they do, considering they put their lives on the line, unless you sort of get up to a decent rank. You're earning a fairly modest amount. I mean, it's still probably a good deal more than an equivalent sort of amount of physical labor job would earn you in the civilian world. But, you know, on the fact that you're, in such a dangerous place as part of doing the job, they don't earn that much. So I think I have respect because I think people must do it out of patriotic pride more than anything else.
Okay. Yeah, you know, that sort of leads into the next one, but Kali, you're free to answer if you want.
Sure, I'll go for it. I wouldn't say I'd respect anyone to a degree, but I do have some little respect for someone, like, in a war, like, say, World War II, I respect both the Allied soldiers who fought for what they believed in. I also respect the German soldiers for fighting when probably a lot of them were forced into it, somewhat to some degree, for some reasons or others. So, yes, I would respect them. The problem is when you're saying no matter what country they're from, if they're willing to fight for their country's freedom. The problem I have with that is the people on the planes that crashed in the World Trade Center, they were technically freedom fighters that were fighting for their country's freedom.
I disagree with that. They weren't necessarily fighting for the freedom of any particular state. They were fighting against...
They were fighting for their corrupted belief.
They were fighting for their corrupted belief. It was part of the 9/11 attacks go back to a fatwa issued by Osama bin Laden where he said, kill all Americans. So it was much sort of an attempt to do what he said and kill Americans than it was to defend their own country.
Well, how about this then? The Taliban soldiers that are still fighting in Afghanistan, the Iraqi insurgents that are still fighting, they're trying to fight for their freedom. I honestly don't know. It's really controversial, and I'm not sure if I have a strong opinion either way.
I think the sort of extremists that are fighting in Afghanistan and Iraq are fighting for religious reasons more than patriotic reasons. I mean, personally, I joined up to the RAF not to, like, it wasn't like in my mind, let's go fight for my country. The real reason I joined up was because the job situation is really shitty here, as it is everywhere else. That was the first thing that led me there. And after that, it seems like a really great opportunity to have a good career and sort of in 20 years, hopefully I'll still be there, you know, in 20 years' time, and there isn't going to be anything that stops me from still being there. I'll probably be able to leave the forces with a nice pension and quite a nice amount of money. And it'll be super easy to get a job in the civilian world because everybody knows that, you know, if you're ex-military, then, you know, everybody wants you because they just sort of have a certain amount of... sort of military discipline instilled into you for 20 years. That was the main reason I joined, but I do sort of... It was serving my country for a bit, but I think the sort of things that these terrorists are doing and have done in the past are less motivated by patriotism and more brainwashing and religious sort of beliefs. Like, you know, it sort of goes back to the same sort of thing that's happening on the West Bank between between Israel and Palestine. They both believe they should own a particular area of land for religious reasons.
Yeah.
It's nothing like...
The whole Israel thing, Israel should never have been created. They should have been left to fight it out without foreign influence.
Yeah, well, everybody in the West...
The problem with Israel, it was actually... Sorry, Brad, but Britain screwed that one up. They actually promised the Jews freedom after World War II, after what happened. In fact, I think it was... Mr. Chamberlain, who said they became like Zionist, and they were going to help them out. So
the British mandate of Palestine.
Yeah, they pretty much promised it to the Jews again. You know, I don't really know.
We're
Israel
going off topic
really...
here.
Yes, so off topic.
It was.
Yes.
It was just quickly. I agree with you completely. It was just another case of, you know,
wrong place in the wrong time, saying the wrong thing.
A case of foreign intervention that wasn't needed.
Yes. The mandates were... It's a huge, whole other topic. So
we could talk about that for lengths and lengths, foreign policy and stuff like that. But,
yeah. So,
okay, let's just quick... So, Shane, would you ever think about joining the military? And if so...
If... Okay, continue.
If so, what would the situation have to be?
I would if, for instance, I wasn't in school. That would be one of the places I'd look. And local law enforcement, for example. Those two would be my two primary areas to look at. And, like Brad, probably the Air Force.
Would you join the RCMP?
I don't know. I'd prefer to stay local.
Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
Mounties.
We don't ride horses, actually, Brad. But
But that's what they're called, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, whether you ride horses or not.
And in French, that would be the Gendarmerie du Canada, which is
very
actually
good.
I saw the ad on the bus this morning for recruiting for the RCMP, so I remember this. But the gendarmes were, of course, the French knights. So that's where it comes from. The word comes from. It's just mounted people. So anyhow, that was a bit of a digression.
Oh, this next one's going to be fun.
Finally, for Brad, if Shane told you he loved you, what would you do? I wouldn't really do anything because he's in Canada and I'm in the UK, and it would creep me out a little, but he already creeps me out quite a bit anyway, so it wouldn't change things drastically. I'd just sort of have to distance myself from him somewhat more than I do now. That's all, really. Those two questions were from Isaiah?
I just said Isaiah.
Isaiah, okay. The Z threw me out.
Yeah.
All right. I'll take the next one. What's up, Kula, my rhyming fella? Here's my question for you and the other two. What's your favorite type of art? I hope you know some off by heart. Damn, this took really long. It is hardly a song. Now I'm going back to heaven. This is all from 99887. Word, respect, brother.
That sounds like a limerick.
No, it sounds like a rap, all the way Kula's in it.
I read it as a poem when I read the question initially.
It depends how you read it, really.
Well, rhyming rap is poetry, actually. Well, rap is mostly poetry in itself.
Oh, God.
So, well, it is.
It is, yeah.
I don't like rap.
Most of it.
Words, lines
that
rhyme,
that's poetry.
If you want
to write poetry, write it down on a piece of paper and publish it in a book. Don't sing it like as if you're spazzing out or something.
I'll show you a song later. It might change your mind. Anyhow, to the question, what is your favorite type of art? I'm not really an art lover. Well, it's not like I hate art, but I just don't look at it all that much. It's pretty expensive. I don't think I'd actually go out and buy pictures for my home because, well, even if I had my own home and had the money to do it, because I just don't. I don't know. What do
I don't
you
like
think?
Abstract art. I like landscapes.
Yeah, I also like landscapes, but like Kular, I'm not a big art lover.
Yeah, same. With that being said, I got lots of art hanging around here from my sister.
Is she rubbish?
No, she's actually quite good.
Congratulations, she can go to college, study some liberal arts degree, and completely waste her education.
Like Marie?
Yep. That's what I tell her every time I see her. You're wasting your education. And your parents' money. And your life.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry, but we don't have much art here.
Take some pictures of your sister's art and show them to us.
I don't know
yeah,
if she'd want me to
I'll
do that.
I'll be the judge of if it's good or not. I'll just take shit anyway. You all know that.
But,
Or even better, take one of the pictures of art with you in it.
No thanks.
Oh, no come thanks. On, that's a good idea.
No. The only time people get to see my pictures when they come meet me in Edmonton, and the ground rule for that is no flash photography. Or no photography.
So if my camera doesn't have a flash on, it's good to go, right?
Thank you, 99887. Dear Shanna, Brad, and the King of the Colors.
I'm the only person who didn't have their name modified. I feel that's special.
If you could invent any device to do anything you want, even stuff that's not possible, what would it do?
Teleportation.
Okay. Kala?
That's a pretty good idea. I might go, have a time travel device not to mess with history, but to watch history in action. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Or see what happens in the future. See if we do all die. You know,
yeah,
it'd be cool to be like an observer of history while it's happening, you know. Yeah. But teleportation would be really useful as well. I'd love to not have to, you know, I'd love to sleep in and then wake up a minute before school and then just arrive there in the classroom. It'd be awesome.
Yeah, okay. My device would be something that could fold space. And with this, you can travel great distances, time travel, and travel to different dimensions. Because what happens is, if you take, for instance, a piece of paper, and you fold it, right? And you, like, curl it into a roll, And traveling from one end to the other, if you were to just go across, it would take a long time. But if you were to fold space, it's like just crossing like one step, you know? So that's the whole idea about folding space.
I know what you're talking about. They talked about this in this very popular children's book, A Wrinkle in Time by Madeleine L'Engle. And it's like going into the fourth dimension, which is Wrinkle in Time. That's what it is. And that's an amazing book. Amazing book. I know exactly what you mean. But teleportation, I mean, that's just simpler. Why not?
There's this great Flash movie about imagining the 10th dimension.
How does this have any relation to your inventions?
Because if you're folding space, you got to go through different dimensions. You got to, like, for instance, to travel to a different location.
Somebody give me a pistol.
To travel a different location, you need to fold the third dimension through the second.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And then to travel through time, you need to fold the fourth dimension through the third.
That's not relevant. This isn't relevant. All we need to know is what your invention would be and what it would do. We don't need a detailed description of time travel.
It's a way to fold space. That's it.
There we go.
That question was from Magnegnagon, who is reporting from North Carolina.
Oh, you're starting to crackle.
Oh, for God's sake. If I close a RuneScape HD window and reopen it later, it says that HD won't work, and the only way I can get it to work again is to restart Firefox, which is a pain. Is there any way to fix this? I use a Mac. Oh, good. The one person who probably would have quite a good idea on how to fix this can't talk. Shane, you can like type it to us on MSN if you have any ideas, and we'll say it if you want. It's still staticky.
Oh, jeez. Now I feel bad because I was the one, I was on the show that brought up Darth Vader, and he's back again.
Okay, Shane says that it's a problem with Java after the most recent update, I presume. There's nothing really that can be done. I guess you just have to hope they fix it in the future. No, nothing that really can be done. I guess the only thing you can hope for is that they fix it in the next release. Yeah. This is really sort of... Okay, Shane has another idea. Another idea is to maybe disable Flash because it only happens... Like faster! Because it only happens when there's a Flash ad on the page for me, for him. So, yeah, that's it. Shane, try talking again.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Oh, it's still there. Sometimes it goes.
Echoes. Echoes too.
So anyway, Shane, just type what you want us to do. Shall I try to say that the note about audio questions, and then we can do a bit of the sort of other things, and then we'll...
Oh, boy.
Okay, note about audio questions. Note, tech news is in the notes. Okay. Basically, we had no audio questions this week. We like audio questions. Remember, if you ask your question in an audio format, you're probably almost guaranteed to get on the show. Email it to questions@rsbnb.com. Isn't it Wave or MP3, Shane?
Yes.
There we go. Anything. But just make sure it's under 30 seconds because, you know, we don't like really long questions. We won't be doing tech news this week because the show has run on surprisingly long, as I'm sure you'll know if you're still listening to it. But if you're interested, the tech news is in the notes. I'll just read the first line. Celebrating 20 years of the World Wide Web, the Image Shack hacking incident, and Microsoft to open retail stores next to Apple's will be the three... What the hell, Shane?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, he's typing on MSN. Yes, his microphone. That's partly why. Okay, sorry. Yes. Another reason we won't be doing the tech news is because Shane's microphone's messed up. As I said, though, it's all going to be in the wiki if you want to read it. So as for other things, shall we just do... I'll read out the thing about the events rotation. Kula can do his pick, and then we'll do the skill of the month update. Is that fine?
Yep. Sounds
okay,
good.
Okay, fine. Okay, you do your pick first, and I'll get the information about the updated event rotation. Okay.
All right, my pick is Snopes.com. It's basically a rumor debunking site. Any sort of topic whatsoever, you can look it up on here, and it will probably have a rumor on it. Of course, the most famous one now is Michael Jackson faking death rumors, that sort of thing. But they can go on there and they actually look at all the emails that are sent with the rumors, you know, like, everything on here. Seriously. And you can learn a lot. Things that you thought were true are probably not true, and Snopes.com will have that for you. It's amazing.
It's a fun website to have a browse around if you've got nothing else to do.
Yeah, it is.
Or to prove people wrong.
Why am I getting pop-up ads on that site?
There we go.
He's back. Shane is back. Back again.
Right, okay, Shane, you can read the information about the updated event rotation.
So, what's with this Snopes thing? Find me a good rumor.
Oh, I'll just search Canada and see what it comes up with.
Oh, that should be fun.
Okay.
Oh, here's one. Does the theme to Star Trek have lyrics? Claim the original theme music for the Star Trek TV series includes lyrics. That is true.
There is one here. The claim is O Canada will be sung in Hindi at the 2010 Winter Olympics in Vancouver. This is a false rumor. It won't be. Probably, I'm guessing, English and French.
We only use 10% of our brains. That's false.
Are you sure?
Yeah, see, it's amazing.
Hair and fingernails continue to grow after one's death. That's also false.
I don't know. What kind of rumors do you guys like?
I'm looking at the scientific ones.
Oh. Is there a rumor that faster than light travel is possible?
Well, it's not a rumor. That's a hypothesis.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, then they can't have rumors with science because science is all based on science fact, as we said.
No, it's science history, like what happened, right?
Oh, okay.
Or, you know, like, just look in science and you'll see what it says here. For example, a true rumor that a light bulb manufactured in 1901 burns bright to this day. It's apparently lasted over 100 years.
It is true, they saw it on Mythbusters.
Yeah. Go figure, eh? I mean, this is pretty cool. This is pretty cool stuff. I like it. That's why it's my pick for the week.
Okay. Snopes.com, rumor has it. Be sure to turn your pop-up blocker on before you go there.
Yep. Forgot to mention that.
Minigames galore. That's one of the updated events this week, courtesy of 99887, which runs on Fridays. Basically what it is, polling will be conducted prior to the event, and there will be a RuneScape minigame played. It could be anything from, Castle Wars. I'm forgetting some of his other ideas. The Great Orb Project, Clan Wars, Stealing Creation, pretty much anything's fair game. So watch that topic for links to the RuneWire poll on that. Second is Wacky Soul Wars, courtesy of Alex43. Wacky Soul Wars is basically version of Soul Wars in which you guys go to the Soul Wars Island, and in there you attempt to you set up a rule set for your Soul Wars game before it starts, and then you follow that and maybe add some more rules along the way. That runs again on Saturdays. And the last changed event, Gears of War 2 for the Xbox 360, runs every other Saturday, same time is the Call of Duty event, so if you want these events to continue, please be sure to come, because if nobody comes, there's no point to having an event, is there?
No.
Half-Life 2 Deathmatch, Boss Takedown, and Pest Control are staying exactly how they are. Which events are run by Paulina, Chiefy, and Schwa, accordingly.
Skill of the Month update!
Yes, Fletching.
It's currently, well, considering how quickly one can gain fletching experience, it is still relatively close. A Div is currently out in front with 9.1 million. Second is MLI with 8 million. Third is Marking with 7.4 million. Fourth is Owen with 6 million. And then it goes sort of trails down 4.3 million, 4 million, 2.2. And then there's only three further people above a million, which, considering how easy it is to get fletching experience, only not many people have tried.
Yeah, 49 million XP has been gained so far.
I'd say it's only between four of them,
Yeah, I'd have
9,
to.
8, 7, and 6 million respectively, unless any of the others sort of really goes nuts.
You never know.
It looks like some people have tailed off here, but there might be some advances again, because a lot of people
like,
look like...
It looks like a div hasn't got any experience for the past 5 days.
Nor is Owen, nor has Christy, nor has...
But it's
still wide open.
MLI and marking have maintained a steady curve, so unless Adiv starts again, you think they might have it.
I will jump up and down if you beat Marking's 13 million XP record, anyone. And please don't tie, because ties are no fun.
Ties are fun.
No, they're not.
I prefer cravats, though.
What the hell's a cravat?
Oh, you just missed the joke. A cravat is a type of tie.
Oh, okay.
I prefer cravats. There we go.
Okay.
A bit sophisticated for you, Shane. With your trainers.
Okay. Colin, what kind of shoes do you wear?
I don't know. Running shoes? Normal
See,
shoes?
There we go. He wears those too, Brad. So is he unsophisticated?
No, because I have a suit and tie.
I have a suit and tie, too.
When was the last time
you wore it, Shane?
Last month.
Last month? That's horrible. I wore my suit last week.
Oh, what for?
No reason. I just wanted to feel like a businessman.
Okay.
No, I didn't wear it last week. I wore it a couple of weeks ago.
Okay. We should all post a picture of our suits and ties when we have a meetup, you know?
I like suits that have a pinstripe.
Won't bother bringing mine.
I'm gonna get a pin that has a Canada flag on it.
I'm gonna get a pin that says Canada.
Okay.
Just to piss you off, Shane.
That's it for the Skella Month update. What you been doing, Mr. Cola?
Oh, RuneScape of Defense. I've been trying to get 85 for like the past month or so. I haven't been playing it all that much. Just a little bit here and there. 20k here, 20k there, that sort of thing. Of course, I'm not wasting my time as lots of people claim that I am. I'm having fun.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, technically, Shane's got 9. I will hate to go back to this for Brad, but Shane's technically got 99 and a fair number of skills, but just because he's training them doesn't mean he's wasting his time because he's not going to get another level. I mean, you don't... Well, unless you are under the opinion that all of RuneScape is a waste of time, which...
I am of that opinion.
Fair enough. Fair enough. But I feel that anything that you have fun doing, it's not a waste of time.
Yeah, that's good.
That's a fair point.
If you enjoy doing it. So, anyhow, that's what I was doing in RuneScape. Real life, school. I'm in my second week of summer semester. And I haven't died yet because of these damn 6 o'clock mornings. I need more sleep.
You guys have summer semester?
Yeah, you can take one if you want. You can take one if you want.
Yep.
Oh, it's optional, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's court. Well, college is optional. Whatever, right?
But whatever. I mean, when's your summer break?
Well, technically, I didn't do the spring semester from in May and June, so I guess that was my summer break. But technically, this would be my summer break from July and August. But I'm doing school, so whatever. It's not like I'd be doing anything worthwhile, anyways. I'd just be wasting my time on RuneScape. Woo!
I'm at a point in which there's no summer classes that I can take because most of the summer classes are 100 and 200 level, and most of my courses are in the 300 level, so there's really not much I can take in the summer.
Yeah, there's not much here for that either, so yeah. There's only a few 100 levels, not very much 200, nothing for 3 and 4, so...
yeah. Okay.
So that's what I've been up to, which is better than the usual nothing.
Bradlina?
Nothing.
Nothing. How's the gym?
I'm no good at... You know, if people are asking me, what have you been doing? I've been doing lots of things, but I can't think to reel them off to you. I went to the gym tonight. I actually worked out harder than I usually do. Usually I sort of do... I usually do, like, 30 minutes cardio and 30 minutes upper body. And then I sort of do 10 minutes cardio at the start and 20 minutes at the end. But I actually ended up doing 30 minutes cardio at the end. I ran on the treadmill for 30 minutes. And I was sweating like a... something that sweats a lot when I got off.
I see.
Oh, I also went to the travel agents today because I was supposed to book holiday with my girlfriend, but she changed her mind on where we were going to go. And I have no say whatsoever in the matter, as anybody in a relationship will know. So where she wants to go, we go.
Oh, I'm going to email her and give her a spiel.
Yeah, Shane, just because you want me to go to Canada. She already said to me we were going to go to South Africa and go on the safari and see all the bloody big elephants. But then she decided no, she didn't want to go there because the flight was too long and she doesn't like long flights. So she's hardly going to go to Canada if she's turning down South Africa.
You could take a ship. You could sail and
take like 2 weeks to get there and 2 weeks to get back.
Yeah.
Well, if it was a cruise, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, but then come up
you'd
Hudson
ending,
Bay.
You'd be ending up,
come up
you'd
Hudson
be ending
Bay.
Up in eastern Canada, though. Yeah.
No, if he takes Hudson Bay, he can follow the North Saskatchewan through Edmonton, and then it ends in Jasper. So he could dock in Jasper and then take a caravan through the mountains and end up on Vancouver Island.
Shane, have you lost all sort of touch with reality? You think I can just charter my own ship and go, take me to Jasper through Hudson Bay, please? And then sort of just, as if I imagine some caravan's going to be there waiting to take me to Vancouver?
Yeah,
do it. Smoking something?
Do it in the olden days, like take a horse-drawn carriage, you know?
Did you not listen when I said, even if I wanted to do that, which believe me, I don't, it's not really my decision. Even though it should be, because I'll be paying for half of it.
There's the saying, a king's castle is his home until the queen arrives.
Yes, that is true. Anybody in a relationship that is over the age of 12 will know that's true. Sometimes you just got to think, is it worth it? And then you think, yeah, it is. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay.
I'm going on holiday in a week.
Yeah, but there's going to be a show next week.
Yeah. But I'll be on that show, but then I'm going on holiday with my family. Yay, big family holiday.
Yeah, and I'm going next week, but there'll still be a show. And yeah. We got something special planned for the last week of August.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was the first week of August.
No, I mean the last week of July, I mean. That's going to be our special show without you.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yes, I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah.
I wonder what that would be.
Yep.
This is the longest recording in a long time.
Well, it would have been longer if we would have done tech news, but that's perfectly fine. I'm fine with releasing it like this. As for me, I've been doing Slayer. Still. I'm very close to 98 attack.
Yeah, you're like a couple
20k XP away, I think.
Oh, come on, you can get that easily.
I was going to get it last night, but I ended up doing Water Fiends, which requires the Zamorak Spear, and as you know, all attacks except for the last one on the Spear are controlled. So. And then I've been working on some site stuff, which is rather important. It's coming good. That's the calculator project. We're in the design phase right now.
And after that,
it goes quick. And yeah, I'm going away next week for a few days, but you guys won't notice I'm gone.
He's going to Seattle.
Yeah, so if you're there and you want to send me some places to go, just tell me. Before I go on Saturday.
PM him on the forums.
Yeah, that's at forums.rsbnb.com, by the way, if you didn't know. Anything else?
If you did not know where the forums were, that's where it is.
Yeah.
If you live in Seattle and you don't want to help Shane with some joyous things to do on his holiday, you could always contact me and we could arrange some sort of time to have him assassinated.
Oh, no. I know at least 2 people from RSBNB live in Seattle. Don't give them any ideas. I'm not saying any
in
names.
Yeah, Shane will be sleepless in Seattle when there's some, you know, some crack sort of soldiers on his ass trying to kill him. That would make a good film. Although Shane probably wouldn't last 5 minutes, so...
So with that said, RSBNB update 2.4.2.13 is done for King Kulla.
Hello, goodbye.
On the far left coast of Canada.
No!
Far left coast. Nobody calls it the left coast.
Well, yeah, left coast, west coast, if you look at it on a map.
Well, in politics, it's called the left coast because BC is traditionally left.
And Brad, who is in the island nation known as England.
No, England is not an island. Well, yeah, it is, but the whole island doesn't belong to us. You'd have to call it the United Kingdom.
Okay, fine then. Now, with that said, goodbye, good night. See you next week, everyone.
See you goodbye. Next week. Anything else could go wrong this show. Well, not go wrong, but if anything could cause this show to be prolonged.
Oh, Shane's having a
bad time. And this is the new microphone, by the way.
It's still going. It must be a problem with your sound card.